Blackstone Audio presents Washington's Immortals, the untold story of an elite regiment who changed the course of the Revolution, by Patrick K. O'Donnell. This book is read by William Hughes. To the men and women of the Revolution who sacrificed everything for an idea, the United States, you are the greatest generation. Preface. The sign is rusted and scarred. Its aqua blue surface bears the fading words, Maryland Heroes. Suspended from a piece of corroded iron, it marks a mass grave. Here lie buried 256 Maryland soldiers who fell in the Battle of Brooklyn, August 27, 1776. I encountered that neglected piece of history in September 2010 during a walking tour of the neighborhood where the Battle of Brooklyn, also known as the Battle of Long Island, took place. Today, it is a depressed area filled with auto repair shops and warehouses. The bright spot is a well-worn, decades-old American Legion post. Several blocks northeast are the elegant brownstones of Park Slope. Somewhere beneath the surface, perhaps under a garage or below a paved street, are the Marylanders' undiscovered bodies. Their remains lie intermingled in what should be hallowed ground. In the revolutionary summer of 1776, these courageous patriots, known as gentlemen of honor, family, and fortune, gave their lives in a desperate series of bayonet charges against British troops who were bunkered in a stone house that was still standing just a few blocks away from where I stood. Their assault on that house arguably remains one of the most important elite small unit engagements in American history. It bought precious time for the Patriot cause, allowing hundreds of colonial troops to retreat through a gap in British lines. The lonely, weathered placard nestled among the auto body shops of present-day Brooklyn bears silent witness to the drama that once unfolded in this place and the extraordinary men who changed history. Close up, close up, over the crackle of musket fire and boom of cannon. The indomitable Major Mordecai Gist and many of the founding officers of the Baltimore Independent Cadets ordered their men forward. Shots tore through the ranks of more than 200 Marylanders. Undaunted, the men continued to surge toward an old stone house occupied by British General Lord Cornwallis, Charles Earl Cornwallis, and his redcoats. A century earlier, the home's massive walls had been built to fend off potential Indian attack.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?